My Son Hunter director Robert Davi tells story about backpack with drugs and another laptop allegedly left at house Hunter Biden rented. By Rebecca Mansour on August 27, 2022. My Son Hunter director Robert Davi recounted hearing about yet another potentially misplaced Hunter Biden laptop left at a house Hunter was reportedly renting. The License to Kill actor explained that he learned of this other potential Hunter laptop from an actress he was working with when he was casting the part of Grace Anderson in My Son Hunter, played by Emma Gojkovic. During research for the film, I had one time that I was working with an actress when I was looking for the character of Grace Anderson. It happened that her friend rented one of the houses to Hunter Biden, and they found a backpack with drugs and another laptop in there, Davi said. His remarks came during a My Son Hunter panel discussion on Truth Social hosted by former California congressman and current Truth Social CEO Devin Nunes that also included Donald Trump Jr., Government Accountability Institute president, Breitbart senior contributor, and best-selling author of Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win Peter Schweitzer, and Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe. Watch the trailer. My Son Hunter, which marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution, was a crowdfunded project inspired by the investigative reporting of Peter Schweitzer and Breitbart News about the Biden family's corruption and, of course, the infamous laptop from hell reporting which the media and big tech sought to censor during the 2020 election. No one was talking about the Bidens, until recently. Now the New York Times says it's okay, Davi said. This film is, I think, the first peak that lifts the skirts, so to speak, from the Bidens to show people in a humorous way. It's like the laptop exploded onto film for me. In one scene in My Son Hunter, the Hunter Biden character, played by Lawrence Fox, ruefully tells his father, played by John James, that he's lost not one, but two laptops. During the Truth Social panel discussion, Donald Trump Jr. mentioned the real-life video that surfaced last year of Hunter Biden telling a prostitute in 2019 that he feared that Russian drug dealers had stolen one of his laptops while he was partying in Las Vegas. The guy is actually on film with crack pipes and prostitutes talking about how the Russian mob has his laptop. Because at this point, which one of our enemies doesn't have a Hunter Biden laptop? Trump quipped. The comment led panel host Devin Nunes to ask best-selling author Peter Schweitzer, who was the first to report on Hunter Biden's corrupt business dealings with foreign governments at a time when his vice president father was negotiating U.S. foreign policy with those regimes, to explain just how many Hunter laptops have reportedly been misplaced. My understanding is there are three laptops that Hunter Biden has misplaced, Schweitzer said. And, of course, this leads to a lot of speculation. Is he intentionally leaving these things behind? I mean, we have no way of knowing. Schweitzer identified the three known laptops. First, there was the infamous laptop from hell that Hunter abandoned at the Delaware repair shop. Second, there was the laptop Hunter referenced in a video from 2019 obtained by the Daily Mail, in which he told a prostitute that he feared Russian drug dealers stole his laptop during a wild partying spree he had in Las Vegas. Finally, there was a laptop that Hunter left at his therapist's office in Newburyport, Massachusetts, that was obtained by federal authorities when the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency raided the doctor's office on an unrelated matter. My Son Hunter, which is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7, stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, the Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, the Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. My Son Hunter is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7. Rebecca Mansour is Senior Editor-at-Large for Breitbart News. Follow her on Twitter at @RAMansour.